Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Yod Tes. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Haman Taninon and the Vilna Daf Tan Yod Zayin Amud Aleph. A little bit into the Amud. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. In the previous Daf, we began discussing what matzah is allowed to be made out of, meaning how is a person going to be yotzer the chiyuv of matzah, what type of dough, and we had determined that it's only the chamishes meaning dog and the five types of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, and that's because they're the only things that not only could be made into matzah but also can be bali de chimutz. They could come to a state of becoming proper chametz, which means they would properly rise as a dough. And now for a little bit, we're going to be discussing a dough rising and different dinim regarding that. Taman Tanin, over there, we learned in a Mishnah, this is Mesechas Trumas, that Tapuach Shariskoi, we have a Truma apple, which was crushed up, V'nasol Sech Isa, and was placed inside a dough, a regular chulin dough, V'chimtza, and that Truma apple caused it to become chametz, meaning it caused the dough to rise. Harezu Asura, the whole dough is Asur, which means the entire dough is considered Truma, and that's even though there's 101 parts chulin that are totally able to be mevatel this apple, it doesn't make a difference, since the Truma was the cause of it becoming chametz. There was a whole reason why the dough rose in the first place, so the whole dough takes on the din of Truma. Another case, Sa'irin, Shanaf L'Seich HaBar Shalmayim, we have barley of Truma that fell into like a cistern of water, Afal Pishev Ishu, even though the water got affected by the Truma barley because it sat there and steeped inside, Memov Mutarin, the water is still mutter, and that's because it's called Noisin Tam Levgam. Yes, the Truma barley affected the water, but it made it taste no good. It's Pagam. It's a negative taste that it imparted to the water, therefore there's nothing wrong with the water, and it's not considered truma. Now, Tanuvi Fabraisa, Rabbi Yossi says, in regards to the previous case of the truma apple which was crushed and placed inside a dough, the mutter, that dough is permitted, meaning it does not have the din of truma, it's still considered chulin, as long as there was a proportion of 1 to 100, it's still considered chulin, even though, again, it became chametz by way of the truma apple. Rav Acha Kotzer Bavo says, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Ma Pligin, what's this argument in? B'machametz B'meimav, that's only if the water, meaning if the juice of the apple itself, was the cause of the dough rising. Avol mechametz begufai, but it was just the guf of the apple that caused the dough to rise. Devar kol mutter, everyone, even Tanakama, would agree the dough is mutter. What does this mean, mechametz begufai? So actually, his word is a little bit tricky because it doesn't mean the apple itself. It's referring to the reach, the scent. Perhaps there's a pungent aroma which is being let off by the apple, and that's what caused the dough to rise. So everyone would agree that it's mutter because there isn't any mamushas. There isn't any actual truma inside this dough. Now, further clarify, Rabbi Yosef Kedaita, Rabbi Yosef Lashitasai, that even though the apple itself, the juice of the apple, was what caused the chimutz of the dough, it doesn't make a difference, it still would be permitted. Why is that? Kamadu Amar Taman, just like he says over there, that ain't tavshila tavshil barer, it's not a 100% cooked dish, kachu Amar Hacha, so he says here, ain't chametz chametz barer, it's not 100% chametz, it's not really considered a real dough rising. What's this referring to? So Mesechus Shabbos is machlokes, if one's allowed to place an egg near a hot water urn, which is going to cause it to become somewhat cooked. The Tanakama Asers, whereas Rabbi Yosi matters. Why? Because it's not tavshil barer. The word barer here means gummer. It's not a real full-out cooking. And same thing over here with the dough that rose due to the truma apple. It's not considered a real and proper way of getting dough to rise. And so we see Rabbi Yosi is l'shitasai mattering both of these cases. Now the continuation of the Gemara has nothing to do with anything rising, so it's not really relevant. And the only reason why it's brought is because anyway, since we're bringing from Sechas Trumas, we continue that. So Tani, we have a braisa. Pagashatana b'teven. A person placed an unripe fig inside straw. He did this before Shabbos, and the straw is meant to help it ripen faster, or v'charar shatam v'gachalim. Before Shabbos, he took some sort of biscuit and put it inside coals so they could get baked. And now it's Shabbos, and he wants to take the fig out, or he wants to take the biscuit out, but the problem is, the straw or the coals are muktzah, and when he takes it out, he's going to end up moving them, and we know you're not allowed to move muktzah, and so what's the din? Imhoi muktzasim megulin nitalin v'shabbos, v'mlav ein nitalin. If part of the thing which he hid inside the muktzah, the fig inside the straw, or the biscuit inside the coals, it's megula, it's revealed, and he could grasp it itself, and he doesn't have to actually touch the muktzah straw or coals, so then it's allowed to be taken out, because even though the muktzah thing is going to end up getting moved, that's just called tiltal min atzad. It's like moving it from the side, it's not a direct tiltal, and therefore it's permitted. But if not, if he's not able to grab onto any part of the fig or the biscuit without directly touching and moving the coals or the straw, so then he's not allowed to take it out. Now back to explaining it then from our Mishnah, minan shekehanim yotzein dei chavasim b'chalo b'truma v'yisrael b'maaser sheni b'pesach. How do we know that kehanim could be yotzei a din of matzah on Pesach with challah that was separate from a dough or with something that's truma, and that Yisrael could be yotzei chiyuv of matzah with maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, and that this is okay? It's something that we saw in the Mishnah, but what's the source for that? And the answer is Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says toichlu matzois v'shalhi matzois riba. This is an inclusion because we have another pasuk that says to eat matzah, and from the fact that we have these two psukim, it must be that it's including certain things you might think that you're not yotzei chiyuv matzah with that you actually are. Now the pasuk continues yachol yotzei dei chavasim bikurim. You might think that a person could also be yotzei chiyuv of matzah with bikurim, with the first fruits. And on this, Talmud Lamed Maimar, the Pasuk says, B'chomash v'seichem techlu matzois, then in all your dwelling places, you should eat matzois. What do we learn from here? Matzah nechals b'chol moishav, that you can only be yotzei chiyuv of matzah if it's allowed to be eaten in any dwelling place. Yotzah ha-bikurim, this excludes bikurim, she'en nechalim b'chol moishav, they can't be eaten in every moishav, they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, say when they ask the question, Hare Maaser Sheni, what about Maaser Sheni? Hare Ein Nechal B'chol Moishav, that can't be eaten in any Moishav, it has to be in Yerushalayim as well. So how is a person able to be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah with Maaser Sheni? The answer is, Roy Huli Padez Ule Heyachal B'chol Moishav. One could redeem their Maaser Sheni. A person lives down south, he has a huge wheat field, he has a bunch of Maaser Sheni, and he's not able to get up to Yerushalayim in time, he could be paid to it, transferring his Kedusha onto money, and then he could eat that wheat, which was formerly Maaser Sheni, outside Yerushalayim, so therefore it does fit in the Pasuk of B'chol Moishav, and that's why he's allowed to be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah with it. Now, Rabbon Bar Chiya asked the following question, Me'ata, now that you're saying this, what about the following? Halakuch b'kasav Maaser Shenitma l'Reb Yehuda Mahu. Something which was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, and that thing became Tameh. According to Reb Yehuda, what's the din? Could one be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah? What's the question? D'tanu we have a braisa that says, Lakuch b'kasav Maaser Shenitma yipadeh, something which was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, which then became Tameh, is allowed to be redeemed? Or is Reb Yehuda Omer Yikaver? Reb Yehuda says it's not allowed to be redeemed. Since it was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, you don't have the ability to redeem it anymore, and therefore it has to be buried. And it means that we just found something which is not able to be eaten b'chol ma'ishav because it doesn't have the ability to be redeemed, and therefore perhaps one should not be able to be yotzei chiyuv of matzah with it. Now we continue explaining this machlokes. Amru loy Reb Yehuda, they told Reb Yehuda, my Maaser Sheni atzmoi shenitma. How are you nifta? Maaser Sheni itself that became tamei, it's definitely allowed to be redeemed. Well, halakuch because of Maaser Shenitma, ein edin sheipadeh, something that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, wouldn't we say for sure that it's allowed to be redeemed? So Amru lahen, he responded to them, loy, that's not so, because im martem Maaser Sheni, if you want to say it's by Maaser Sheni, the reason why that would be is shekin hu nifta tahar berichok makaim. It's because Maaser Sheni could be redeemed when it's tahar, when it's berichok makaim, meaning when it's outside Yerushalayim and you have Maaser Sheni tahar and you just want to redeem it, you want to transfer its kedusha onto money to be able to bring the money to Yerushalayim, that's not a problem. But taimru bilakuch because of Maaser, are you going to say the same applies to something that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni? She'ena nifta tahar berichok makaim. It's not going to be redeemed when it's tahar berichok makaim, and therefore, once again, either making a statement or asking it as a question, since this particular thing, something that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, which then became Tamei, according to Shita's Reb Yehuda, that's not allowed to be redeemed, since it's not able to be eaten b'chol Moishav, because again, it can't be redeemed, perhaps one is not yotze his chiyuv of matzah with it. And again, there's two different ways of understanding this. Either we could be concluding with a question that doesn't have an answer, or we're just concluding with a statement that yes, according to Reb Yehuda, one would not be able to be yotze his chiyuv of matzah with this on Pesach. Now we have a similar question, Rav Shimon Lakish Bai asks as follows, Me'ata, now that this is so, that the matzah that he wants to be yotzei chiyuv with has to be able to be eaten everywhere, b'chol moishav, not just in a limited place, such as Yerushalayim. So chalas isas Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. Chala, that came from a dough of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Yotzei Amar Beis on top, we have the same question. Perhaps, since it's not able to be redeemed and eaten in any place outside Yerushalayim, maybe one can't be yotzei chiyuv with it. Because on one hand, maybe since the pasuk allows being yotzei with Maaser Sheni and kaihanim with chala, this is an all across the board heter. Or perhaps, since once chala was taken from Maaser Sheni don Yerushalayim, it can't be redeemed anymore, so he can't be yotze with it. And here as well, we end off with a question. Now we get involved in another discussion. Brisa tells us as follows, Yachal yotze yudei chayvasan b'chalos toid rukiki nazir. You might think that a person would be able to yotze the chiv of matzah on Pesach with chalos toid and rukiki nazir. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, these are both actually matzah, even though we say chalos toid, it's still 100% matzah. And the Brisa is telling us that you might think that a person could take these chalos toid or rukiki nazir and be yotze the chiv of matzah with them on Pesach. And to this, Talmud the pasuk says, Shivas yom matzahs techilu, 7 days you should eat matzahs. What do we learn from here? Matzah nechalos kol shiva. One can only be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah with something that can be eaten all 7 days of Pesach. Being chalos toid rukiki nazir nechal kol shiva, but chalos toid rukiki nazir can't be eaten all 7 days of Pesach because since they're part of a carbon, and a carbon has a limited amount of time it's allowed to be eaten, one day and a night, so after that it becomes nicer, and that's the reason why one can't be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah on Pesach with chalos toid rukiki nazir. Now we further analyze this, because if you noticed, we just gave a totally different reason why one can't be yotzei with chalos toid rukiki nazir. We didn't say that it's because of b'chol moishav, you're not able to eat in all dwelling places, even outside Yerushalayim. It wasn't because of that. It's because of kol shiva. And so on this, we have two different versions of what Rish Lakish said. Rabbi Yonah says b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, mimash nechlu chalos toid rukiki nazir b'chol gvul Eretz Yisrael. Since chalos toid rukiki nazir are allowed to be eaten throughout the entire border of Eretz Yisrael, and they're not limited to Yerushalayim, loitzar chashayna loitzian rimoishav. That's why the teacher of this brisa didn't exclude them for being allowed to be used as matzah from the word moishav, because they are allowed to be eaten throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, all the moishavos. That's why we have to have a totally different limud of kol shiva. They can't be eaten all 7 days. Now, just explains a little bit further. We have to understand why chalos kalis, tadrin, rikika, nazir, are allowed to be eaten throughout Gvul Eretz Yisrael. Technically, as kachim kalim, they have to be eaten within Yerushalayim and not beyond. And to this, we have to understand something about the Mishkan. We know that the main Mishkan, as a solid structure, stood in a city called Shiloh for 369 years. But after it was destroyed, a temporary structure was first built in a city called Noiv, then later in Givon. And this was a very unique time period in which there was something called heter bamais. A bama is another word for a mizbeach. And this heter is that certain karbanos, specifically kachim kalim, did not need to be brought on the mizbeach in the Mishkan, which was called the bama gedayla. And actually, they were not allowed to be brought there. Rather, they could be brought on private mizbeachos called bama kedana. This is heter bamais. And this is what we mean by saying that chalis toidin, rikiki nazir are allowed to be eaten b'chol moishav all throughout Eretz Yisrael, not just in Yerushalayim, is because since they're kachim kalim, they can be eaten everywhere. And that's why, once again, looping back to the beginning, the Tana, this Braisa, had to exclude chalis toidin, rikiki nazir from the ability to be yotze yerchiv matzan pesach with them from the pasuk of shivas yomim, not because of the pasuk of moishav seichem. Now here's a different version of what Rish Lakish said. Rabbi Yosef says b'shem Rishim and Lakish, Zoyse Meres, this tells us, Shenechul chalis toidin, rikiki nazir b'chol Eretz Yisrael, the chalis toidin, rikiki nazir were able to be eaten throughout all the cities, not just limited to Yerushalayim. Lefikach, therefore, loitzar chashen loitzin moishav. That's why the teacher of the Braisa didn't have to exclude them from the pasuk of moishav, rather from the pasuk of shivas yamim. In other words, the way Rabbi Yosef is quoting Rish Lakish is that how do we know that chalis toidin, rikiki nazir could be eaten all Eretz Yisrael? This is because of a Mishnah that when there's heter bamais, kol shenidav v'nidav, which basically means anything that's not a chayiv is allowed to be brought on a bama ketana, and toidin nazir fall into that category. So it's on this understanding of Rish Lakish that we're going to ask a question. Nicha chalis toida. This is all good with chalis toida because the carbon toida is not considered a chayiv. Therefore, it's allowed to be brought on a bama ketana, and its chalis are allowed to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. But a rikiki nazir we have a problem with because Einikein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the following? The last kind of nazirus, don't count nazirus in this because nazirus chayvahi, the karbanis of a nazir are considered a chayv, and therefore the karbanis of a nazir are not allowed to be brought on a bama outside Yerushalayim, and that would mean that the rikiki nazir are not allowed to be eaten outside Yerushalayim, and that means it's a question on the Tana of the Braisa. Why would he say that the reason why we can't be yotzer chi of matzah with rikiki nazir because of the pasuk of kol shiva and not because of chol moishav? We just explained that the rikiki nazir are actually not allowed to be eaten b'chol moishav, and they have to be in Yerushalayim, and so that should be the reason why you can't be yotzer chi of matzah with them. And so our first attempted answer is that Omar Bon Bar Kahana Tifter, we can explain as follows, that what's the brass referring to? Shekarva chatas b'shiloi, that the nazir brought his carbon chatas in shiloi, v'oilasei v'shlamav b'noi v'givayn, and his oil and shlamim in noi v'givayn. In other words, what he's trying to answer is that according to this Tana, there's still a possibility that the carbonis of a nazir could be eaten outside Yerushalayim. How is that? So we know that a nazir brings three carbonis, chatas, oil, and shlamim. Therefore, we could say that he brought the chatas in the Mishkan Shiloi, it was then destroyed, and the new one was set up in Noiv, which is where he subsequently brought his shlamim. That's kachim kalim, and is allowed to be eaten out of Yerushalayim because now there is a heter bamais, and therefore there is a heter to eat the rikiki nazir outside Yerushalayim. Once again, looping back to the beginning of the Braisa, so now it makes sense. The Tana told us that the reason why rikiki nazir can't be used as matzah is because of kol shiva and not because of maishav. However, Chananya quotes from Ezra that Bon Kumi Ramana was asking for Ramana that this is not a good answer because loikein amr Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yisa. Didn't Rabbi say the name Rabbi Yisa? The shalmi chagiga habayim b'bama ksheirim shalmi chagiga, which is the karbanis shlamim that are brought for yamtif, and they're a chayv. If they were brought on a bama, they're kosher ela shaloi al baal m'shem chayva, which is they don't count for their baal, for the one who brought them as the chayv. In other words, even though this carbon shlamim is kosher because other shlamim are allowed to be brought on a bama, the owner still was not yotzi his chiv of shlamim for yamtif because this particular shlamim is a chayv, and a chayv can't be brought on a bama, and therefore it should be the same with the shlamim of a nazir. Since the shlamim is a chayv, even if it's not possible when it's brought on a bama, its rikikim still don't attain kedusha and therefore are not allowed to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Back to our problem, we don't have a situation where rikikim of a nazir are able to be eaten outside Yerushalayim that would warrant us excluding them from the ability to be yotzi chiv of matzah due to the pasuk of shivas yamim as opposed to the pasuk of b'chol moishav. And therefore the Gemara answers elak Reb Yuda, it must be that this brayso is like Reb Yuda. The Reb Yuda Amar, Reb Yuda says chatas u'pesach liyachid b'ma gedayla, then chatas u'pesach for yachid are brought on b'ma gedayla, and ein chatas u'pesach liyachid b'ma ketana, then chatas u'pesach for yachid can be brought on b'ma ketana. And this has to do with the machlokes. A chayv that an individual has is not allowed to be brought on the b'ma gedayla, as we had mentioned way earlier when he explained the whole concept of heter b'mais. The only thing that's allowed to be brought on the b'ma gedayla is a chayv as tzibor. Now Reb Yuda argues that there is one carbon that is allowed to be brought on b'ma gedayla, even though it's a private carbon, that's a chatas yachid, which means that once the nazir brings his chatas yachid on the b'ma gedayla, his other karbanos could be brought on a b'ma ketana, and they are able to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. So it must be the brayso from the top of the amud is shitas Reb Yuda, that there is a technical possibility that the rikikim of a nazir are able to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, the only way we're able to exclude them from a person being able to yetzi their chiyuv of matzah with them on Pesach is from the pasuk of Shivas Yomim and not from Moishavos. But now the Gemara gives us one more answer that actually the brayso could be according to the Rabbanon. Now how is that possible? Loi asya elik Reb Shimon. It must be that it's going shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Amar. Reb Shimon says mikim shenizrak all of echem and adamim hutar hanazir lishtes biyan v'letam lemesim. That once one of the bloods of one of the karbanos of the nazir were sprinkled on the mizbeach, so now the nazir is already considered ois nazir. He doesn't have the limitations of nazir. He's allowed to drink wine. He's allowed to become tamei mase, and that means that the subsequent karbanos that are being brought, specifically the shlamim and the rikikim that come along with it, are being eaten l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem chayv. Therefore, they're allowed to be eaten outside Yerushalayim, and so that's why the mandarim of the brayso, which is again even the chachamim in this understanding, says that the reason why he can't be yotzi his chiv of matzah with rikikim of nazir is because of shivas yamim and not because of b'chol ma'ishav. We're gonna stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about a person being yotzi the chiv of matzah on Pesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.